Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Controversial changes to the Postal Service have been put on hold after a judge yesterday ruled in favor of 14 states suing the Trump administration. The federal judge in Washington state said President Trump and Postmaster General Louis DeJoy were engaged in a, quote, politically motivated attack on the efficiency of the Postal Service and ordered them to halt changes DeJoy proposed back in July. Michigan was one of the states suing the administration, and we're joined now by Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who's also a Democrat. And Secretary, how do you think this is going to impact the election, and what's your reaction to this ruling?
Well, I think the ruling was and the injunction was incredibly gratifying for those of us who have seen firsthand the impact of many of these changes that happened without our knowledge, without our input, and had a result impact of slowing down the process and really moving us backwards away from a lot of the agreements and collaborations we developed at the local level with our Postal Service leaders. And of course, it also created a lot of confusion for our voters, many of whom are voting by mail for the first time. So I'm hopeful this ruling will help us provide clarity that voting by mail is safe, secure, and we'll be able to put procedures in place to ensure every vote is counted.
I want to ask you about something else. So hundreds of Michigan voters serving in the military or living overseas received ballots without Vice President Mike Pence's name on them. They labeled a Libertarian candidate as President Trump's running mate. How does something like this happen? And do mistakes like this worry you?
Well, to walk it back a bit, we actually don't know the number. It looks like it may just be a few individuals who actually received the ballot ultimately because it was sent to clerks and through a programming error, there was a deletion of a row that led to the bumping up of a candidate into a different column. Now, we caught that in 90 minutes. We corrected it. And we did follow up with all of the clerks who received the error and provided them with the information they would need to follow up with any voters and give them the correct ballots. So we've got procedures in place essentially to catch programming errors and computer glitches like this one. And we've been very transparent about it and exactly what we're doing to ensure that every voter, particularly our military and overseas voters, but all voters have accurate ballots and can ensure their votes are accurately counted this fall.
You're calling on the state legislature to allow election officials to start processing ballots before Election Day. What kind of difference will that make in getting accurate results out as quickly as possible? And how are you making sure that those votes stay secure until after in-person voting concludes on Election Day?
Well, it is critical that we hold the security of our ballots and the accuracy of our results as paramount. And that's exactly why we've been working with our legislative leaders to give our clerks more time to, on Monday or in the days leading up to the election, begin opening envelopes and preparing ballots sent through the mail to be counted. Right now, the counting can't start until Election Day, and that will require us to go far into the following day and maybe even the day after that to process and count more ballots than ever before.
Yeah, you're actually telling people don't expect results until maybe Thursday or Friday after the election.
Right, and that's just basic math. We've purchased new high-speed tabulators to count ballots, but we have hired more individuals. We've, in fact, recruited close to 20,000 new election workers this year to work in precincts and in absentee counting boards throughout the state. We expect to have the final unofficial results on the Friday after the election, and we're certainly going to work every minute from the moment those polls close to the moment that we have those final results to announce and ensure the public has accurate results of the election as quickly and as soon as possible.
Back in 2016, tens of thousands of ballots there in Michigan were tallied as having not listed any vote for president, which led people to suspect that the voting machines had misread them. I mean, President Trump only won the state by about 10,000 votes, and this potential undercount of votes prompted calls for a recount. What are you doing this time around to make certain that every vote is counted correctly and that everyone trusts the election results?
Well, it's so important, especially at a time when there are historic efforts to undermine voters' confidence in our elections. And it's one of the reasons why I created our state's first election security task force upon taking office. They recommended a number of implementations that we have implemented over the past year, including hiring a full-time election security director and implementing risk-limiting audits statewide, which will be auditing the results of our elections after the fact to ensure that the machines are accurately counting our ballots. So it's been an important priority of our administration that's now, you know, hit and run up against the challenges of operating elections during the pandemic, which has increased the number of citizens who want to vote by mail. It has increased the amount of rhetoric flowing into our state about and trying to, you know, again, sow confusion about that process and amplify our need to add another component of our election security work, which is protecting voters from misinformation. And that's something that we will be focusing on in particular in the weeks ahead.
That's Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat. She's also the Secretary of State for Michigan. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.